You know, I am enjoying this new intro to the show. I like it. And it's not to say that I don't like the previous intro. But I like it because it's so like, it's almost like you know what you, it's so soothing. You know that you are going to have a good show. And it actually sounds so much better than the noises that all the emergency services here in the Netherlands sound like. Which I still think sound just like a Freddie Mercury song. Especially the fire trucks. The fire trucks sound just like a Freddie Mercury song. Because they go, ew, 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 ew. Sounds just like a Freddie Mercury song. Listen, if you live in the Netherlands, pay attention to a Dutch fire truck. The next time you hear the siren, it sounds just like a Freddie Mercury song. It's almost like the Dutch are like, oh, well, we want to be different, so we'll play Freddie Mercury and go put the fire out in style. Lots to get through on the show this evening. Another jam-packed show. We're going to be talking with Grant. We spoke with Grant last year when they launched he and his business partner launched an app called the Suffer app, and it's done wonders. It connects South Africans all around the world. He's based in Dubai, and Dubai is doing many good things. I think they're number 4 or number 5 in the world of leading corona vaccinations. So they're doing some pretty interesting things. That's for sure. If you are listening to the show, you can text the show, you can message the show. And if you haven't saved the number already, what the fuck is wrong with you? Now I know what all my teachers must have felt like when they had to repeat everything to us. Because they're like, why can't you just fucking get it the first time? Why must we repeat ourselves? But the number you can text us on WhatsApp is 0686259804. Save that number. 0686259804. Save that number. You can text the show. You can also call the show. It'd be very interesting. I'd be interesting to know where you're listening to us from. Maybe in America, maybe Europe, Africa, Asia, South America, wherever. It'll be very good to know just where our listeners are listening to us from. Very, very cool. Now, look, we've actually just got we've got someone's calling us. Let's see who's this calling us. Oh, they've just put the phone down. Can you believe it? Wait, let's see. Hello, Amsterdam Lab. No, they've put the phone down. I got so excited. Someone actually phoned the studio. All right. This is exciting. I like this a lot. So we're going to be talking with Grant in just a short while. We've got news headlines, lots happening in the world. So much happening.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
This is Bunty from India.
Hey, India. Hey, Bounty, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I am good, and you?
I'm terrific. Where in India are you calling us from?
I am from central India, one city in India, Kanpur.
Kanpur?
And, yeah.
Okay. And how is Kanpur at the moment?
It's good, but now this summer's started.
The summer has started?
Yeah.
But isn't it always summer in India?
No, because recently spring ends and summer starts.
Okay, and how are things in India regarding the corona crisis? Is everything under
Oh,
control?
it was hard, but nowadays the majority of states have done very well, and most of they started rapidly, basically jab their citizens. But few states they are re-emerge again the corona different variants of coronavirus again, especially in Maharashtra and Punjab and Kerala. And apart from that, situation under control.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. Have you had your jab yet? Have you had your vaccination?
No. But in my family, three members have already vaccinated. Those who are working in police department, two of my brother-in-laws and one of my grandfather, it means my father's father,
So your f
have get job
father's father had a jab.
because the governments make a norms that first we will give jabs those who are more than 60s. So I am just 28, so that's why I am able to take right now.
And do you find it, because you see, I find it incredibly unfair that older generations get the jab first. They should give it to the younger people because, the younger people make the economy grow because we're young and we're healthy, so we should get the jab first, don't you think?
I partially agree with you because if we prefer life first, even our beloved one, even they are older, so we must be care about them. And even in India, majority people who died, their age more than 60s or more than and only very few people, those who are less than 30 or less than 40. So everybody loves their parents, so that's why maybe the life it depend upon the government's priority. They want to basically save lives or they want to save economy.
Yeah,
And what do you think?
look, I understand that. I understand, our parents are valuable to us and our grandparents, but at the end of the day, we're the ones who are going to work. We're the ones who are bringing in the money. And the economy is not going to grow with the older generation because they are too old to work.
Yeah, I agree. Are you economist?
I'm not an economist. No, I honestly wish I was because I'd be earning a lot more money than what I do now by making podcasts.
Okay.
And what do you do? What do you do, Bounty?
I am currently doing PhD in mathematics, and within 1 or 2 months I will submit my thesis. I am in the final stage.
Okay, very interesting. You sound like a very knowledgeable and intelligent person.
No,
No, you
not
don't
right.
think
I
so.
am just mathematics. Basically, because I'm in academia, that's why I read too much literatures and news letters or even though some journals. That's why I have a get little bit of it, but I am not a knowledgeable person at all.
Okay. And it's and thank you, by the way. Thank you for calling the show and talking and engaging because this is what we want to introduce here at Amsterdam Lab is obviously we make podcasts
Yes,
but
what is going on in your lab?
what's going on in my life?
Yeah, I mean
Gee,
lab.
oh, what's going on in the
Lab.
lab? Well, we are creating
Yeah.
some amazing content. We've got some
Okay.
very cool and interesting shows that you can listen to.
Okay.
If you go onto the website amsterdamlab.online, you will see quite a few shows. We've got technology shows. We've got obviously my show. We've also got another show that interviews people who have started their own business.
Oh,
So
could you write on the chat box so I can just copy and paste? Because it
absolutely.
may be, I will,
Absolutely. I'll do
submit.
that. I'll do that now for you, actually. And you can have a look at our
Okay.
websites and let us know what you think about our website and all of that.
Okay.
Hey,
Thank
listen,
you.
listen, Bounty. I got to get to the news, but Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And I hope that you get your jab very soon, because you sound like a very, very intelligent and very knowledgeable person. And don't be a stranger to the show. Keep on listening. We're going to be talking with a very interesting person in a few minutes from now. We're going to be interviewing someone.
I will follow you, and whenever you will podcast in future, I will catch you.
Oh, perfect. Well, you can follow me on Twitter and also Instagram, Wade Hutchinson.
Okay,
You'll find all the information there. Thank you so much, Bouncy. Have a nice day. Is it daytime now in India?
Well, same to you, dear.
Thank you so much, Bounty. What a cool guy. I was not expecting that. I love this. This has just made my day. All right. Before we get into the interview with Grant, let's get into some news that happened today. It's very sad news. Now, human remains have been found in Kent in the UK for a search. In a search for a missing girl called Sarah Evard. Now, the 33-year-old was last seen a week ago in Clapham, South London, on her way home from a friend's house. Police have said that they are yet to confirm the identity of the remains and told the public that it is incredibly rare for a woman to be abducted on our streets. Clearly, whoever wrote this for the police doesn't live in London, or they don't live in the UK, because stuff like this happens on a daily basis in London. It's scary, and if it's not females getting abducted, then it's rape. It's females getting raped in London. It's a very dangerous place, and it's not just that. I mean, people die every day from knife crimes. There was one point I remember when I was still living in London that police had, they were out of resources. They were outnumbered. That's how much knife crime was happening every single day. People were dying from knife violence like that. So I'm shocked that this spokesperson has said it is incredibly rare for a woman to be abducted from our streets. Clearly, you are totally and utterly clueless, and you don't live in London. And maybe you should get out of your little hub where you live at home and go have a look at the streets of London at night. And then you'll see how dangerous London is, especially in a place like Clapham. I lived very close to Clapham. I used to live about 10 minutes from Clapham. I know what Clapham's like in the nighttime. It is a very dangerous place. So do yourself a favor, do some homework and actually go have a look at the fucking streets at night. Now, Brazil has exceeded 2,000 COVID-related deaths in a single day for the first time since the pandemic was declared. Health chiefs say that the transmission rate is being made worse by the more contagious variants. There are fears that the South American nation is on the verge of becoming a breeding ground for new strains that could spread worldwide. Now, Brazil has the second highest death toll in the world, behind only the US, with a total of 268,000 fatalities and over a million infections. I was actually watching a documentary on Deutsche Welle today, that in the city of Manaus, which is in the Amazonia region of Brazil, although the mayor and the governor of that state in Brazil have told people to stay at home, you know, people are still going to markets, they're still going to buy their meat and their fish and their vegetables. That market was crowded like pre-COVID times. You know, and one of the residents in Manaus said, you know, look, I understand the restrictions, but at the end of the day, I have a family to feed. And I work, you know, I work at different times. So I can't just, it's difficult for me to do this. It's not nice when you see stuff like this. Not nice at all. I don't like stuff like this. I mean, I thought it was bad when the UK hit that milestone of 100,000 deaths. It still frightens me that. Still frightens me a lot. All right. Should we get into our interview with Grant? I think now's a good time to get into our interview with Grant and see if he's ready to talk to us. Because it'll be cool to chat to him and find out, you know, just what has been happening since we last spoke. You know, because a lot has happened since we last chat. I mean, his app has gone from strength to strength. He's added some new features. I'm happy, and it'll be good to see and chat and hear and see if he's still hallucinating, because we were chatting earlier today, you know, just to make sure that we were all good for today, and he was telling me that he was listening to the show last night, on podcast, and then all of a sudden he started getting duck calls. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck are duck calls? And I asked him. I said, are these jabs making you hallucinate? Anyway, he meant fucking calls. So, how are you, dude? Long time no speak.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. How's things going?
Yeah, all good. All good. My side. Are everything okay with you? You're not hallucinating or anything like that?
No, that's all worn off now. No, you're I'm just cuck tired.
You see, because I was reading today that Denmark and Norway and Iceland have stopped the AstraZeneca jab because of blood clots.
Do you blame them though? I mean, it's something that they've kind of just whipped up in a lab and said, okay, guys, take this.
Well, that's kind of all corona vaccines, isn't it?
Yes and no. I think the one that that was developed in China, Sinopharm, the makeup genetic is more along the lines of previous vaccines. So I think that's more trusted by a lot more people. So that's the one that we've actually taken. The Sinopharm one.
And which one?
It still gives you side effects, but luckily enough, I wasn't that bad. I mean, I've heard of a lot of people complaining, saying it was much worse.
Oh, well, you see, I'm avoiding anything from China. So any jab or anything like that, I'm avoiding. I don't care how good it is, but anyway. Hey,
why not just go to the source of where it comes from originally?
Well, that's the thing. They say that it doesn't come from bats, apparently. Because listen to this. I was actually watching a documentary the other day, and bats, when they get sick, they actually hibernate. They don't interact with any other bats, and all the other bats know that this bat is infectious, so they don't interact with it. They stay far away. So it can't be from bats.
That's an interesting theory, actually. I don't think anybody actually believes the bullshit that they've all said.
No, but who does?
It comes from a little kid eating a bat. They eat fucked up shit, but not to that point.
Well, exactly. But look, I'm not gonna give the Chinese a platform, because I think they've got a platform for the past year. How are things with your app? And how are things with Edmund?
It's keeping me busy, I won't lie.
No, you look dead.
My day starts waking up. Yeah, shit. Oh, I suppose it is half past 11.
Oh, right.
I've been up since 6. So, yeah, no, it keeps us busy. I mean, we start our day with 2 cups of coffee before the hour's finished. We do a bit of a news segment for the radio station that's also linked through the app.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do the analytics and stuff from the app, see the trend on which country is viewing the app more and so on. And then we just go into business development throughout the rest of the day. So it keeps us busy for sure.
And Who was the number one a listener on the app? Because I was talking with a girl yesterday, Victoria, who we've added to our platform.
Nice.
And I was surprised because we're getting people from Papua New Guinea, which I didn't even know they had internet there. And they've only just stopped eating people 100 years ago. So
only just.
I mean, it's an achievement. And look, I don't recommend cannibalism on my show, but it's an achievement. So well done to them. So who's leading you, and who are you surprised to see? Because I'm sure you can also see people that you're like, oh, I didn't know they had internet there.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few. I mean, we've got people in Bahamas. We've got people in Cayman Islands, Croatia.
Okay, so a lot of rich people.
Let's go there. Then you go to Israel. Luxembourg, we've actually got quite a few in Luxembourg. But I don't know if we've got one. Okay, well, I think maybe Ukraine is probably one that we were more surprised at.
It stands out, right.
Because, we would have expected if somebody wants to go to Europe, it's either Germany, Austria, or the UK. You wouldn't get stuck in Ukraine. But, I mean, there's probably about 56 active countries. Hmm. And that's on an everyday occurrence as well. Yeah.
Well, look, South Africans are scattered everywhere around the world. We kind of are... I mean, it's not a very nice way to say it, but we kind of are the variant, you know?
Yeah.
We scattered everywhere. Mm. So that's why it wouldn't surprise me to know that there is a South African living in Ukraine, or there probably is a South African living in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing there, I don't know. But, you know, it is what it is.
It's true. It's very true. Yeah. No, I mean, it's a growing app, though, as well. So, I mean, we said in the beginning that we wanted to give features to the South Africans, but not all at once. So we'll launch the app with a few things, and then behind the scenes we'll start developing other things. Mm. Like there is a third party app called Netcake, which is almost like Netflix and CakeNet and all of this, but specifically for South Africans, and majority of it's Afrikaans. So that's been added to the app. And obviously the SAF On Air World Radio, which is constantly playing 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got, so many things. There's SAF Dating. We've taken SAF Dating down so we can actually fix the app a little bit, or fix the feature in the app a little bit more.
And did you get a lot of complaints from SAF Dating in regards to like maybe creeps being on there or anything like that?
Surprisingly, not even. But again, I mean, this app is mostly for South Africans. So you're not going to get somebody that's going to download it just for the SAFA dating section. So it is all just South Africans that are in it. So, I mean, we are somewhat educated on how to approach the opposite sex.
Well, you say that, but you remember there was that WhatsApp message that went around of that Afrikaans lady, that hockey mom, and she sent a picture of her vagina in the group chat.
Yes, I heard about that. Yeah, shit. That was a fun day at school that day, huh?
That was a fun day for me.
Yeah, sure. And all the other students.
Mm, that poor child has, no matter where that child goes, it will always be known as the vagina mother, the vagina mother's child. Yeah.
Shame. So they've definitely moved countries for sure.
and changed their name and everything.
Yeah.
So tell me, how are things in Dubai? Because one thing I'm very fascinated about Dubai is, obviously, I think you guys are fourth in the world in regards to corona virus jabs.
Oh yeah, the vaccines. Yeah, I think we were second at a point, but I know Israel's obviously number one, right?
Yeah.
And I think we were second, and then I think now, yeah, you're right, we're on fourth. But I mean, there's so many makeshift hospitals, if you can call it that, here that you can just go to.
Right.
You wait a few hours, if need be, to get your injection. They ask you a few questions. They tell you the pros and cons. They do all of the vital signs and all that type of stuff. They give you the jab, write on your little passport, your vaccination passport, until you come back in 21 days.
Oh,
The process is actually pretty quick.
Right.
So they are able to do a lot of people.
That's I mean, that's brilliant. And you know, a country like Dubai or the UAE, you would expect them to be quite efficient because they are that they just it's in their nature to be like that.
Yeah. I think, well, 86% of the population in this country is actually expats.
Yeah.
And the rest are locals. So they have to have that type of military style within what they do, because they need to make sure that there is order to what happens here, because there are so many different cultures coming together in one place. So just imagine you've got an American, a Canadian, and an Australian coming together. They're all going to have different types of views on how things should be run.
Yeah.
Where if you've got the governing body saying, yeah, this is how it is and this is how it will be, you follow it or you leave, they will follow it.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, look, I've met people from Dubai and the UAE, and yeah, they're not the kind of people that you want to call shit with.
No, not at all. So, not at all.
Listen, I'm very keen to know, how does the day work in Dubai, in the week? How does it work? Because you guys have a very interesting week. So when it's Sunday, it's actually Saturday, or it's Monday, or how does it work?
Yeah. So probably about, 10 years ago, maybe even more, 12 years ago, their weekend was Thursday, Friday.
Right.
Because obviously Friday being the religious day, which is their rest day. So Friday was their main day off. But now, because there were so many expats that have come in, and the normal business working day is Monday to Friday, but they couldn't obviously do Friday, so they changed it. So they changed it to Friday and Saturday being our weekend. So our first day of the week is a Sunday.
Is it difficult to adapt to something like that, or is it just like
a couple of days? For sure.
I would imagine.
I think it took us probably about 3 years to get used to it.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, it is very difficult, especially if you're still communicating with the outside world.
Mm.
Because you're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to work tomorrow, but tomorrow's Sunday. So, yeah.
In the real world, I'm going to work.
Very quickly. Yeah. Outsiders. But, yeah, you do get used to it. I mean, it's almost the same as you converting back to Rand.
Mm.
You have to stop it because you'll go crazy.
Well, yeah, and besides, the South African rand is not doing so well at the moment. I just read today.
Yeah, it's 4 rand something now.
There's lots of things going on in South Africa. Some innocent person got shot dead from a student protest. Apparently, he was walking out of a
protest
clinic.
In Vits.
Yeah,
yeah. But it wasn't even a student.
No, that's the thing. He was walking out of a clinic, and then the police opened fire on him. Can you imagine that poor guy? He must have, no details have been released yet of what he was doing in the clinic. But, you know, just for example, let's say he was getting his jab. You know, he's got his jab. He's walking out so happy, and then the police open fire on you for no reason. Crazy, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to scare our listeners for this. Tell us.
Please still invest in South Africa.
Yes. No, we are a wonderful country. And in fact, we actually, the Minister of Foreign Affairs is actually having a chat with Dubai, the UAE, Europe, the UK on actually allowing South Africans to travel and vice versa, to come to South Africa, invest in us.
Yeah.
So, apart from that, we are still a very nice country to go and visit and all of that.
Mm.
Now, tell me, what can we look forward to in the next couple of months from you and from Edmund and from the Safa app? What new sneak peeks can you give us?
The sneak peek. We do have a sneak peek. It's called Safa Savings.
Right.
Where it's like a coupon kind of system where you've got brands that come on board, and depending on your location and what you're looking for, that specific location or establishment would give South Africans a discount, either being it buy 10, get one free, buy one, get one free, or a percentage discount, but purely just for South Africans that have the Safa Savings feature on their app.
Right. Okay. That's very
interesting. That's in development now, but obviously there's a lot of back-end stuff that needs to happen first before we go live and we have to sign up a lot of people and stuff like that.
Not sure.
And then there is a feature coming that's called the Safa Shop, where it's going to be an online platform, but worldwide, not country specific.
I think that's going to thrive because there's a lot of these shops, you know, dotted around Europe. But I think to have it on an app that will supposedly help South Africans in regards to, I mean, South Africans are very creative people. And there's actually a page on Facebook. I think you're actually part of it. South African businesses, something like along
those
lines.
Business network, yeah.
Yeah, something along those lines. And every day I see updates of people uploading stuff that they've made or, you know, that they want to sell. And, you know, especially in times like this, we got to help each other out. Yeah. However, you know, however we can. So I think something like this is a terrific idea. It's gonna spiral.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't only expand the platform's reach to other people. It also helps the small businesses
that are
licensed. Obviously, they have to be licensed for what they do, but it's also giving them a platform to be able to put their product out into the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did all of this before Corona hit. And when it hit, we said to the people, okay, fine. We know you can't trade, but we'll still keep your profile active and don't pay for it. No problem.
And also, look, e-commerce, and you know this because you know what you do is also e-commerce, has a double tenfold, you know, since the pandemic. I mean, there's a company here in the Netherlands called Gorillas. You get Uber Eats. You get another company called Deliveroo here. But now what Gorilla does is Gorillas, instead of delivering fast food, you do your shopping and someone on a bicycle will deliver that food, your online shopping within, I think it's 20 minutes. So you're providing jobs for someone who's riding a bicycle and you're also doing online shopping in a very clever, smart way. So e-commerce has expanded beyond everyone's imagination. And I think it's terrific because obviously this pandemic has shaped how we do things now.
Oh yeah, for sure. But again, I think this pandemic has also made us very lazy and very skeptical about leaving the house because everything now is delivered to you.
Yeah.
So you've got Gorilla, we've got a thing called InstaShop where you've got the exact same thing. You go onto the website or onto the app, you choose the store where you want to get your items from, you order them, and within 15, 20 minutes it gets delivered.
I think it's laziness, but it's also a self-conscious thing. A lot of people are still paranoid about going into a shop. Look, I'm not. I'm still old fashioned. I still want to go and actually see the clothing I'm buying or go and see that cereal that I'm buying. But that's just me. I'm just old fashioned.
No, I think I don't know if it's old fashioned though. I think being stuck indoors. I mean, we were here, we were in the house for about 8 months. We didn't leave because of what happened. And we were able to work from home, but we couldn't leave unless we had to apply for a permit and we got permission from the Dubai police to leave the house. So we had everything ordered. We didn't leave the house for 8 months.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And you can
feel
it takes the toll on your mind as well. I mean, you're like, shit, I just want to go for a walk.
Yes, I was the same. I was the same as well.
Yeah, leaving the house is a good thing there too.
So how are things now? Because I actually wanted to ask you that was actually my next question. How are things now at the moment in regards to lockdown? How much more freedom do you have? Is there freedom at the moment?
You see, they decided to do a lockdown, and I think they're very strategic about how they've done it, and I think it's actually very good on how they've done it. So we were placed into a lockdown. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't leave and we had to get permits from the police and we could only leave if we were essential workers and so on. And they knew that what they had to do, they had to do, even though they lost a lot of revenue from tourism.
I don't know. You see, they're quite a rich nation. So I don't know if they've lost revenue. They've got enough oil there.
The country, yes. But remember, the Emirates, each province or state is run by its own king. They call the Sheikh. So even if Abu Dhabi is rich, doesn't necessarily mean Dubai is. Dubai doesn't have the oil, Abu Dhabi does. And Dubai relies on tourism. So if you don't have the tourism, you don't have the income. So we did go into a lockdown. We came out of a lockdown, but then there was so many restrictions put into place that it in essence actually scared the shit out of you to break the law, because there was such a huge fine placed on that. If you weren't wearing a mask, it was 10,000 rand fine. And you don't fuck with the police here. So you do what they tell you to do.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. So, I mean, putting all of this stuff in place, I think, has helped a lot. So we are more relaxed in certain things. We can go to the beach. We can go to the shops. We can go, we can drive without masks on if we're in the same household. We obviously still have to stay 2 meters apart. And there's obviously still a restriction on how many people can go into a specific store, depending on the size. But, I mean, we've gotten used to all of that type of stuff anyway. So it's, we call it now the new norm. And this is how it is. We can still go to the park. The kids can still go to the beach. You can go to the movies and all that type of stuff. So, I mean, life is as normal as it can be right now.
Well, look, I think life is getting sort of back to normal with the vaccine. And I'm hoping that is the case, because, man, all I want to do is just be able to have a coffee. Just sit down and have a coffee somewhere. Or a beer. I mean, I can have a beer at my house, and I can have a coffee at my house as well. But I still want to just be able to go to somewhere nice and have a drink, and not having to walk around with the fucking thing.
Yes.
Anyway,
for sure.
Look, Chaim. Very quickly. What have you got planned for the rest of this week? Anything interesting you want to tell us?
Well, technically, it's now my weekend. So, what right. I've got planned for my weekend?
Are you getting drunk?
No.
Can you get alcohol now? Because I know getting alcohol in general is quite difficult. But can you get alcohol now?
Yeah. So you have to have a liquor license to be able to buy alcohol. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. I mean, even tourists, you have to apply for a liquor license to be able to consume alcohol.
Oh my God, that's
anyway,
crazy.
Yeah. This weekend, shit, I actually don't even know. Well, every single Friday we go to our best friend's place for a braai. So that's going to happen tomorrow night anyway. But then Saturday, I think we're meeting up with friends for a braai as well. Our weekends just revolve around braais, friends, and the desert normally.
I've seen some of those pictures you've posted on social media. I mean, it actually makes me envy sometimes, because that's actually what you need. You just need to get away from everything and just go to the desert and just be around people who are closest to you.
Yeah.
And enjoy life.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think about, 2 weeks ago, we went up into the mountains and there was nobody there. It was just the six of us. And it's just so tranquil. There's nobody in sight. You don't hear the hustle and bustle of the town. You don't see the light pollution, and it's just quiet. But it doesn't beat, nothing beats the typical bush at home.
No, sure. Of course. Of course, and having a lion come out of nowhere and scaring the shit out of you. I understand that.
Exactly.
Hey, listen.
Oh, we actually had a fox running past us the other time.
A fox. Yeah. Oh, that's not as close as a lion, but we'll take it anyway.
It's not as entertaining.
We'll take it anyway. Hey, listen, dude. It's always good catching up with you, and I'm very intrigued to know more about the Safa shop that you're going to be launching very soon. And it'll be good to know what next you're going to be doing. Of course, we'll keep up to date with everything. If you guys are interested, as I know you are, go onto Facebook, look for the Safa app, go and like the page. They type all kinds of interesting, relevant stuff that you want to see, and go and support the app. I think it's a great app. And I think what Grant and his co-partner and co-business partner Edmund are doing are terrific. And I think There should be more people, more innovative people like the two of them. Just like me, even though I don't really like complimenting myself because I don't think I'm doing that, you know, anything that specific and that great. But, you know, I think starting your own business is a good thing. You can be your own boss. You can do your own, you can set the standards. So go do yourselves a favor, go into Facebook and go and look for the Sapphire app and go see what they're doing. And they've go download the app. It's on iOS and it's on Android. And I'm sure if you are lonely, I'm sure Grant will get it fixed, the dating side of it. I'm sure you can meet a very nice, attractive, beautiful South African girl. Or you can meet a very nice, attractive Afrikaans girl and you can teach her English. So it's a win-win situation. And go and support this really awesome app. I think it's a terrific thing. And good to catch up with you, dude.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thanks so much. And if you don't compliment yourself, I will compliment you. Well done for everything that you've done with Amsterdam Lab.
Yes, that's yeah, it's when I start, you know, making money like Joe Rogan, then I'll start being happy.
Yeah. But you must remember to take the win.
Yeah, well, of course. I never take anything for granted. But look, listen, let me know when you get your second jab. And we'll chat to you then and find out more about, you know, your second jab and how business is and all of that. So, yeah, we'll catch up and, cool, dude.
Awesome. Thanks so much, dude. Look after yourself. I'll chat to you soon, huh?
Awesome, dude. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Enjoy the last day of the week tomorrow.
Thanks, dude.
Ciao.
There you go. Grant Ferguson, everyone. Co-owner of the app. The Sapphire app with his business partner, Edmund Schumann. We actually chatted to him and Edmund last year, just as the app was about to be launched. Terrific people, terrific guy, terrific app. Go do yourselves a favor. Go and support it. Go and download it. Look for the Sapphire app in the App Store and go and look for the Sapphire app on Facebook. Now, I actually want to talk to someone who's been dying to talk to us. Their name is Caps, and it'd be very interesting to know where they are from. So let's connect to Caps and find out where on earth they are calling us from, because I'm intrigued to know. Hey, Caps, how are you?
Hey,
Caps.
I'm very fine, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Where are you calling us from?
I'm from England, Birmingham.
Birmingham. Oh, cool. How are things in Birmingham at the moment with the corona the virus?
Wow. Do you want me to start from the beginning? Or
please, I encourage you.
Nice to meet you. I've heard a couple of things that you said about the UK, and I'm a little bit I've been living here for 35 years, you know. There's good and bad, definitely, everywhere. But like I say, the corona, it's a little bit mad because I work for a certain company.
You said you work for the government.
I need to work. Yeah, I do. Yeah, and so I have to work. My wife works, and I've got children. So everyone, we had to carry on. You know, where majority of people didn't. They stopped. You know, furlough and whatnot. But yeah, it weren't like that for us. So because of that, halfway through, it was normal for us to a degree. But then it changed because the hospital was empty in our country, you know, majority. And it was weird. And my missus had no shifts. She couldn't get on a ward due to the fact that there was no people on the ward. They shut down 7 wards. And this was a couple of months ago. So you can understand people with conspiracy theory ideologists, you know. You can understand people who jump.
No, absolutely.
The government aren't to be trusted, to be honest. And I work for the cunts. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
You can say whatever you want. Don't worry. We're an unscripted platform. Okay, you can say shit. Sorry. You can say fuck.
Because
whatever.
Yeah, no, Paul. No, because, you know, no, that's a bad word, but... Yeah, it annoys me, to be honest, because we're all trying to live our life. We're droplets in the ocean, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And we're having to follow rules constantly, you know, and they're stopping us from doing our daily things. And I think it's really oppressive. And I don't think it's, I think there's always going to be a certain form of it as well.
Well, of course, and this pandemic has only fueled the whole conspiracy theories that is out there.
Mm.
So, I mean, and also social media doesn't help as well. You know, with one person by the name of Donald Trump didn't help the case as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to look at and, you know, somehow eradicate.
You know,
that.
Without being off, sorry to butt in, but without being, you know, what annoys me about America.
What's that?
Oh, I shouldn't say it, but I'm
you can say
it.
Don't worry.
Like, yeah, I'm from Birmingham, mate. You know what I mean? I'm from the UK. You know, or I'm, you know. But the point is, yeah, I'm an engineer, to be honest with you, full blown engineer, programmer. But anyway, what gets me with the American government is they always elect geriatrics for presidents.
Yeah, well, it's a trend. I've known that. It's a growing trend.
It is, isn't it? You know, and then they always put someone in the back in place. Like Biden, didn't he? Didn't he sit there for 15 fucking years and do fuck all? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And now he's the president.
He sat there and done nothing other than sniffed kids. And now what's he doing? Do you know what I mean? If you want to know the truth, it's like, what on earth is going on with America? You know, you say there's so many states in America. America in itself is a state. It's a complete mess, you know. And I don't know. It's a shame for the people.
Would you go and visit America when things get better? Would you go and visit?
No, never ever go to America. I don't. Look. What for a holiday, but not in that respect. We've got companies in America, you know, but it's not that way. No. Traveling at the minute is a no-go, a big time no-go.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, tell me more. Like, obviously, so you said you work for the government.
COVID, more to the point with what the initial question that you asked. And the COVID situation now that my kid is having to swab himself in school. He only went to school this week. So on Monday, yeah, he went to school and, two of my kids went to school on Monday and they didn't have to take no test. But the teacher wears a mask, but they don't. And there's a one-way system and a one-way system out and whatnot. And then you've got my other two older children who are a tiny bit older, who are in secondary school, quite young.
Hey.
And they're going to have to swab themselves for the test.
I want to actually ask you, since obviously you're in the UK, I want to ask you, what do you think of this whole royal family Meghan Markle thing?
I think it's disgusting that they're putting it. That they're even talking about it.
What
is relevance? What relevance has that got?
So are you saying are you saying it's disgusting from the royal family or from Meghan Markle or both?
No, from the media. Right. Okay. I think it's irrelevant.
Okay.
I think it's irrelevant. Look, for America are 30 years behind the UK. In racism. Do you understand that? They are 30 years behind. They're so racist, America is. So, like, that's the way I always see it. Like, so, like, the UK, if anyone wants to call the UK racist, you must be crazy. You must be living in a different world. Come to the UK and see if we're racist. You must be seriously crazy. Like, honestly. That is fact.
And what do you think about...
We're not racist. I train Indian people. I train Muslim people. I train all types of different people. It's unreal, the diversity. You can't even go there with it.
No, sure. Look, I lived in the UK, so I know what you're talking about.
You can understand it.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. We're not perfect, but we definitely get on with people.
No, absolutely. What do you think about... the only reason I'm asking this is just because, you know, obviously it's making a lot of headlines everywhere in the world. But what do you think about Piers Morgan doing what he did and walking off?
Well, to be honest with you, Piers Morgan, he's... You know, do you want me to tell you the truth? What I think, my opinion. And opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one, haven't they? So... You know, so like at the end of the day, so like my opinion, yeah, is simple. Look, Piers Morgan, no matter what someone's just said to you, you dish the dirt out on everybody, every fucker that comes onto your show. And then when someone pulls it back on you, you get butt hurt. What a shame. What a shame. Why didn't you just hold it down? Do you know where I'm coming from?
Yes. No, I think what his intention was, he wanted to do what Piers Morgan usually does, which is cause a big stir. But then he's in capital letters, yeah. And I think it backfired. I think it backfired.
Capital
his little
letters. I like you. I actually like you. I was a little bit wondering about you, but I do. I like you.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know, Caps. Hey, listen, I got to get to the rest of the news on the show, but
okay, stay, no problem. Thank you for talking to me.
Stay Thank listening you. To the show. It's terrific to have you. I'm truly
brilliant.
Truly
I've got a lot intrigued. Of followers, so I'll try and bring them your way if you bring up topics that I'm going to be more inclined to listen to, you know.
What topics would you like to listen to?
Wow, what topics are in your nature to be able
well,
to talk
I mean, about? The great thing about the show that I do is it's a society and culture show. So
you need to make it more open. You need to make it more a little bit open.
Open,
so,
okay.
Like, not with me, I've got a show. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've only got 370 followers, near enough. But I just. Talk about what people want to talk about. So I play a bit of music, and then like people know me for that. And then I will go deep, and I'll start talking about proper issues like you. Do you know what I mean? But you're doing it more professionally than me, to be honest. But I just grab followers by like being very open. And sometimes I just sit there and talk about anything.
I think people deserve to know the truth, and unfortunately, you know, having lived in the UK,
and I'm very forward,
and that's good. I mean, and you know, a lot of and I know some people from Birmingham and Manchester and Liverpool and up north.
Yeah,
people from that part of the UK are very direct, which is wonderful.
Yes,
I love that from people. But yeah, the people deserve to know. People deserve to know the truth, and it's just unfortunate because I say this because I used to work on radio in the UK, and there is no freedom of speech. So don't listen to Nigel Farage when he says, if it wasn't for Winston Churchill defeating the Germans, we would not have freedom of speech, because that's a load of bullshit. I've worked on media. There is no freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. No, freedom of speech. You know, in this day and age, as soon as you say something to anybody... You get absolutely captured.
And that shouldn't be the case.
You get bullied. You get bullied. And you know, with me, I've got to be honest, I'm really controversial on Podbean. Do you know what? You know, when I'm in your show, you will probably get trolls in your show now, to be honest.
And look.
If anyone comes in.
And the thing
is. You know why? Because some people don't, like American people. Look, I am very controversial with Americans when they want to come. And all they want to do. He slagged me off for being English. Yeah, it's not my fault. It's not my fault the government is like the way it is. It's not my fault that the English, our heritage, you don't fucking blame me, you know what I mean? So then I start being nasty to the Americans, so it starts a little war. And honestly, on Podbean at the minute, you've got that, literally, I'm seeing it. But the thing is, what they're all pretending to be me, and... What the lovely thing about that is that the bullies and little trolls from America, And they're older people because I've spoke to them. I know them from, I've been on here for a year. And they are, the Americans, man, honestly, I'm not being, I shouldn't be stereotypical, but a lot of very, they don't like English people, man. But like, there's so many that do. It's really weird. Just like in the neighborhood where you can get on with people, and then you got a lovely area. But someone's like, oh, I'd love to live in that area. But you know, you've got your good and your bad everywhere you go. But anyway.
Exactly. Sure. And look, if anything, podcasting has given people a voice that they didn't necessarily have. So I encourage it. But hey, listen, yeah. Caps, keep listening to the show and stay listening because I've got a few news stories to get through. And
who's your third listener? Go do me a favor. Go to the bottom right hand screen. Can you see who the other third listener is? Tell me the name.
Is it Bunty? No. I don't know who. I don't know who my third. I'm looking now. I don't
Grant
know.
Ferguson. Can't you tell? Have you got? You don't use our phone. You use you're using laptop or PC.
I'm connecting via the technology we have as a laptop.
So what's your time frame? What's the time in your neck of the woods?
So we are. I think we're an hour ahead of you. So we're going on to 9 o'clock.
Oh, so you're at nine. You're nine. Yeah. Okay, that's not too bad then. Like I say, I ain't gonna phone in all the time and do your editing, but I will try and bring people to your show, but like I say, what's your topic going to be other than the news?
Well, I will take everything in that you're saying because I always do. I always listen to advice and
because it will help your cast. It will help your cast. I promise you. Even a bit of light music in the background as you're chatting to people and saying requests or maybe. Open it up a little bit of trivia, you know, you bring people in, and then when you've got them people in your show, then you're able to talk to them people, and then it spreads. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm sorry to preach. I'm sorry to preach, but I'm giving you ideas. Okay.
I will make sure the next time, we'll be streaming live tomorrow, so I'll make
how
sure.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I will be turning the grand age of 30 very soon.
30, you're 29. Oh, fair play, I'm 35 anyway, but really nice to meet you, Wade.
Yes.
And, my actual name's Mark, for you.
Well, nice to meet you. Your name, you're revealing so much to me on the show this evening, that's terrific.
Are you recording your show?
I'm not recording the show, no.
Good. Don't post it.
Noted.
Do you go on YouTube? You're on YouTube?
I watch a few things on YouTube. I don't have a channel.
Are you multicasting? Are you multicasting?
I am not doing anything like that. I'm literally just streaming live by Podbean.
Just on Pod? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, cool. Nah, cool. Like I say, if you want me to help you, I'll try and, I'm not going to try and be funny or anything. I'm just saying, if you want me to try and help you, I'm a nice guy, so I'll try
and you sound like a terrific guy. So.
Nah, sounds. And you do too. That's why I joined and I was kept listening, even though your first comments were really like, I was like,
what an asshole! Yeah, what an asshole! Who is this South African asshole? How dare he?
But I knew you were South African because I've got a friend called Johan, and he was telling me all about South Africa and how he had to move to the UK due to the fact that he was living in a fortress of bloody walls. He was saying, "He's like, is that true? Like in some parts where you've got like really high walls due to the fact that you've got people who will come in and try and do rob you and stuff."
No, that's not all we got. We got high walls, we got electric fencing, and if you manage to get through that, then we've also got special security doors that you have to get through, so we make it quite difficult if you want to rob the house, which is why
the way it is in your country, it's messed up, you know.
Well, so it's the same in Mexico. So
if you can hear kids in the background, that's my children playing on their games and stuff. But what was I going to say to you? The last thing I'm going to say to you, I'm gone.
Yes.
And I'm gone. Right. I was going to ask you a question. Right, why do you have to have a liquor license? What is that about?
In Dubai?
So I'm going to make a show just of this. I'm going to make it. No, liquor license. Is that what you were talking about in Dubai or in your country?
No, in Dubai, because apparently, it's very strict to get liquor in general.
Yeah, you can't even hug someone in Dubai, mate.
You can't even have a girlfriend in Dubai.
I know, yeah. Fucking mental in that country, man. I couldn't live like that. It's all Sharia in it. Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's a whole different environment that you have to adapt to when you go there.
It's all about control at the end of the day. If you listen to a rule book, then I suppose, you know, if there was a God, he didn't give you a rule book, as in a Bible or a Quran or whatnot. He'd give you a brain. So, yeah, whatever, innit? You know. Well, you're getting a couple of followers.
Yeah, I see. I'm getting joined by some new people, so hopefully they'll.
Where's now, bro?
I don't know who this is has joined the show, but
right then I'm gonna, you know, now that they're joining because I'm here and listening to us.
See, you're like Jesus. Well. You're bringing people to me, so that's terrific.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I really need to get to the news now.
Go on, read the news. I'm gonna go off, but I hope you know what, you have got a good show, man. I love it. Have a carry on. Seriously.
You're too kind. Thank you, Mark. Thanks, dude.
See you soon.
Bye. Wow, I am. What an evening this has turned out to be. What an evening. I spoke to someone from India earlier on. Now we recently spoke with Grant and checked up what he's doing in Dubai, and now we had Mark from Birmingham. What an evening this has turned out to be. I just want to get into the final news that we have, and it's some good news if you live here in the Netherlands. Now, the Netherlands has ordered 11.3 million doses of the single dose of Johnson & Johnson, of which 3 million doses are slated for delivery in the second quarter of this year. Now, 2 weeks after the jab, the vaccine has an efficiency of 67%. The Dutch medicine body says it prevents 85% of serious illness and 100% record on preventing death. I think I need to get my hands on this vaccine. That sounds like the one we all need. Now, the approval for fast-track release comes on the same day as Denmark said it would stop using the AstraZeneca vaccine because of a potential link with thrombosis. Yeah, lots of blood clots everywhere. What are those Scandinavians eating? Too many Danish pastries, I think. And lastly, this is very bizarre news. I don't think you're too old for any trial, but I guess in Germany you are. Now, a court in Germany has declared a 96-year-old former Nazi camp guard unfit to stand trial. The court in Wuppertal, North Rhine-Westphalia, said that there was a high degree of probability that the man who was accused of murder of several hundreds of people in a concentration camp was guilty. However, due to his physical condition and age, the former camp guard, known as Harry S., the irony in that, was no longer able to reasonably represent his interest and was told not to go for trial. So, you know, I don't think you can be too old for trial, but I guess in Germany, that's the case. All right, everybody, that wraps up the show. Have yourselves a terrific Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow for our birthday show. We turned 5 months old. Can you believe it? 5 months ago, we launched Amsterdam Lab. We'll be chatting with Kay. Now, she's a journalist. She's a freelance journalist in London. We're going to be chatting to her to find out what it's like to be a journalist in this uncertain time. And find out, you know, who she's spoken to, because I'm sure she's got some pretty interesting stories. So don't miss tomorrow's show. You don't want to miss it. Lots to talk about. Natasha's going to be joining us. So make sure you are here listening to us tomorrow.